Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, October the 27th. You know, there's a lot going on in Washington right now. As I understand, the president is flying off to Europe to a climate change forum or something like that. But there's a lot going on in Washington right now that is very problematic for President Biden. You know, when the president of the United States goes overseas on some kind of a mission, in this case, I guess they're going to a climate change meeting, you always want to see the president go with some success back home, but it's the exact opposite. The Democrats are having a lot of trouble wrapping up this spending bill. And you understand why. I have a In fact, you look at what's happening in the country right now. I have a post this morning, Wednesday morning, at American Thinker, talking about what everybody's saying is that Thanksgiving and Christmas this year are going to be awfully expensive. In fact, the title of my post is Happy Thanksgiving If You Can Afford It. Not only is the food going to be expensive, the turkey is going to be more expensive than ever for a lot of different reasons. But you've got the transportation costs. I mean, most people travel, whether it's by air or they drive to see their relatives. I know for years we used to travel to San Antonio to spend Thanksgiving with my my brother, which is about a 300-mile drive. Well, with the price of gasoline right now, filling up our tank right now is all of a sudden $50 to fill up a tank. And it usually takes just a little bit more than a tank to get down there. So you're going one tank down there, $50, another tank, $50 coming back. And then, of course, maybe, you know, you got to put a little bit more along the way because it's really more than a tank to go down. But anyway, my point is that traveling has now become a real expense if you're going to see families. And some families fly, and apparently those trips are going up as well. And all of this is happening in the country, the threat of inflation, whether it's gasoline, everything going up. I had lunch today with a good friend who did me a favor and picked me up so that I could go get my car. My car was in the shop. I had to replace my alternator. Thankfully, it was warranty, so I didn't have to pay a thing. But this friend of mine, you know, took me to the shop. So I said, look, you know, you take me to the shop, pick me up at home, take me to the shop, and I'm going to treat you to lunch. So we went to lunch. We had, I had a Italian sandwich. I mean, nothing fancy. $34. I mean, $34 for our lunch that, you know, I don't think would have cost more than $25 a few months ago. And that's what's happening across the country. So when you look at the situation right now in the country, when you look at the cost of everything going up, when you look at everything, what in the world are the Democrats doing? You know, setting up a program that is going to cost a couple trillion, what is this going to do to the country? What is spending $2 trillion and raising taxes going to do for the country? Absolutely nothing good. It's just going to make that inflation situation worse. And the taxes are going to make the business situation worse at a time when we should be doing the exact opposite of what the Democrats are doing. We should be saying we're not going to spend any more money. We're going to freeze our spending for a while. And we're not going to raise taxes because right now the people who are working and paying taxes, we should be helping them, not punishing them for making money. There's an even dumber story, an idea that is so stupid. They're going to, I guess, raise taxes on 700 billionaires. They're going to say, well, we're going to pick the 700 richest people in the country, and we're going to tax them because they're not paying their fair share. Well, first of all, that's nonsense. We don't know what rates they pay. I mean, I have no idea what rates they pay. I'm sure they take advantage of loopholes. But, you know, if you're a billionaire, you're paying a lot of money on taxes, believe me, if not directly through your investments or whatever, properties or whatever. But anyway, we're going to go after these people so that we can somehow pay for this stupid program that we want to do. Well, first of all, taxing billionaires, it's unconstitutional. You cannot pick a group of people and say, okay, we're going to tax the top 700 people. How do you come up with 700 to begin with? What about number 701, 702? I mean, who decided that it's 700? So the idea is stupid. I think the idea is going to fall flat in the Congress because even some Democrats realize how stupid the idea is, and it would be challenged in the courts. And I was reading that, you know, Professor Jonathan Turley, who writes a great deal about the legal profession, he is, after all, a professor of law, I think, at George Washington Law School, and he wrote a memo saying, this is unconstitutional. You cannot do this. But again, you know, what are these Democrats doing, you know, sitting there saying, we're going to raise taxes on people at a time like this? I mean, it's just absolutely insane to raise taxes on people at a time like this. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to put this package together. They're doing their best to put it together. They're catching heat from the left. The so-called squad is threatening to vote against it in the House if they don't get everything they want. Senator Manchin on the right, he's obviously fighting it as well. And the whole thing is a mess. The whole thing is a mess. And I don't know if they're going to get it through. They may get it through, but it's not going to be very popular in the country because right now I don't know of anybody in the country who is interested in raising taxes. You know, we have right now, this is the other thing, we've got 11 million jobs available in the country, 11 million jobs that are unfilled. Sitting right there, you can go anywhere in the country, any restaurant, any business, and there's a sign outside saying we're hiring. So what are we doing? What are we doing, you know, sending money to people at home when there are jobs out there that, which is what they have to go out and get a job. The best thing for an unemployed person is to get a job. So I have no idea what the Democrats are doing, but obviously it's not working politically, and I would love to see this whole thing just fall flat on its face and the bill just die in the House and in the Senate, because that's frankly what it deserves. It should die, and let's just move on. Let's move on to more sanity, because what we're watching right now is just a lot of insanity. That's all. That's all I can tell you. What a mess. What a mess. You know, with all the debts we've incurred over the last couple of years with COVID, you know, the money we've been sending out to people, all the debts we've incurred, all the vaccines we've bought that we've provided for people, we need to stop spending money for a little bit, or otherwise this inflation thing is really going to get bad, and it's really going to get bad, and Thanksgiving is coming up, Christmas is going up, people usually spend money during these times, and wait, and I hate to say this, but wait until those people in the north start getting their electricity bills or their heating bills. They're going to blow up when they see those bills, because those bills are going to be sky high. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. By the way, has anybody seen the commissioner of baseball? He's certainly been keeping a very low profile ever since the Atlanta Braves made it to the World Series. And I'm just dying to see the commissioner in Atlanta get booed by the whole stadium for what he did. It's just unbelievable what he did taking the game, the All-Star game from Atlanta. But I think the gods of baseball, as I mentioned last night, the gods of baseball had their way. And they put the World Series in Atlanta, and that is absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Well, maybe some of you had an opportunity to watch the Attorney General before the Senate today. I did not watch it live, but I saw lots of clips. Senator Cotton of Arkansas, who I thought just tore into him. Senator Cruz here of Texas, who I thought was very good. I understand there were others, too, who were very good. Those two, Cotton and Cruz, are the two who I saw. And, you know, this Attorney General, I think Senator Cotton spoke for so many of us. This Attorney General was once considered, he was nominated by President Obama to be on the Supreme Court. He was supposed to replace, imagine this, had he been nominated and confirmed, he was nominated, I mean, had he been confirmed, He would have replaced Justice Scalia in the Supreme Court. Well, he wasn't confirmed, of course. Senator Mitch McConnell, in one of the greatest senatorial moves of all time, kept the nomination from going to the floor, and Garland was not confirmed to the Supreme Court, and now he's the Attorney General of the Biden administration. But I tell you, he's demonstrating a lot of, I don't know if the right word is stupidity, but he's demonstrating that he doesn't quite, you know, he's very political, I'll just put it that way. And I thought Senator Cotton hit him so hard on this whole question of declaring moms and dads as terrorists, throwing the FBI. And the great thing about Senator Cotton is he was, you know, he was showing some memos that came out of his office where, you know, they were basically targeting these people. And it was so stupid on the part of the Biden administration. You know, this whole thing with the schools could end up electing Mr. Youngkin in Virginia next week, because that's the big issue there is the schools. And obviously the Attorney General did not help the Democrats in Virginia by writing that memo about the parents and being domestic terrorists and all of that kind of thing. So I thought Senator Cotton really just tore into him. And at the very end, he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said, look, I am so happy you're not in the Supreme Court. And Judge, you should resign. And I thought that Cotton just was fabulous. If you can see the clip, it's about a 6 or 7 minute clip, and you can find it in the internet. It's there. But he was just absolutely fabulous. Senator Cruz then went into a different line of questioning. He went into Tony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, and the fact that apparently, and I'm not really up to speed on this because I try to, you know, there's only so much information you can handle. But apparently Dr. Fauci went before Congress. This is the fight that he had with Senator Paul a few months ago, and he denied having been involved with that lab in China or whatever. Well, now the lab has apparently come out and confirmed that they were doing whatever kind of operation they were doing. So Senator Cruz was all over the Attorney General today saying, when are you going to investigate Dr. Fauci? The Attorney General, I think, was caught off guard a little bit by that question. I don't think he was expecting that question. And, I mean, the Attorney General is right to the extent that he says, look, we don't talk about investigations. But my goodness, Dr. Fauci could be in real trouble here, could be in real trouble if he actually did lie to the Congress. And if he did, why isn't the Attorney General looking into that? Well, I think he should, but he's not, and that's very unfortunate. So if you have a chance, watch those clips. They should be available in the internet, and you could see the clip, Senator Cotton and then Senator Cruz. And I understand there were others. I just didn't see the others. But those two in particular I did see, and they were just absolutely excellent. Well, it was 10 years ago tonight, 2011, hard to believe that it was 20 years ago tonight, that the Texas Rangers were playing the St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series. Texas had been in the World Series back-to-back, 2010 and 2011. They lost to the Giants in 2010. But on this day in 2011, the Rangers were within one strike of winning the World Series in the bottom of the ninth. There was a fly ball to right field. The ball was misplayed. The game was tied. And then, of course, it went into extra innings. And in the bottom of the tenth, once again, the Rangers were within one strike of winning the World Series, and it didn't work out. And that was devastating for us Rangers fans back here watching that. It was just an absolutely devastating night, and it happened 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Man, what a horrible night that was to be a Rangers fan. You come within a strike three different times in the game to win the World Series, and you don't do it. What a devastating blow that was to a pretty good team. That was probably the best Rangers team ever. And they couldn't pull it off. But bad memory, that's all I can tell you. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you later.